City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
It's Wednesday, December 5th, and we're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access, and it's time for a Mandan City Current.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. It's December, and you can tell we're kind of festive around here.
You know,
here.
The Christmas lights are up, and which I noticed immediately when I walked downstairs. It said no one.
Yeah, that's right. So our Mandan City Commission meeting last night, another one. Here we are, the Wednesday morning after, to talk about the highlights of the meeting.
Right. Pretty short meeting last night, but we got a lot of things accomplished and some pretty big items were on the agenda last night.
I wanted to bring up just a couple things on your consent agenda. Again, they're not items that are typically discussed during a commission meeting, but one of them was, I noticed, was an appraisal process that you're going to go through with some commercial parcels. Only six of them in the community.
Only six parcels. We've got, I think, six different motels, hotels in town. We know that one of them has recently sold. Those hotels have been there for many, many years, and we want to make sure that the valuation that we have on those hotels is accurate. Mm-hmm. Not that we haven't been accurate before, but we wanted to have a double check because, you know, with a small class of property such as this, we try and and there is a sale. We want to make sure the sale was a good one and it was representative of the whole group of folks.
So that was the impetus for this. No other reason. It's just want to keep up, make sure that everything's being
current. And again, like I said, it's a small class of property, six hotels in town.
Okay.
And want to make sure that they're valued fairly and accurately.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also on your consent agenda was an agreement with YCC for snow removal. And these are for properties in Mandan that people haven't been shoveling their sidewalks and the city has to go in and do it.
It is that time of year. And so what we do is, you know, if there's a property owner that has not shoveled their sidewalks, we have a contract now with YCC. They will come and when they get the call from us, we've got, you know, A, B, and C properties that need to be shoveled. They will come in and perform that task for
and,
us.
And they've done this in the past.
Yep.
They've been doing this
They've done a really good job for us in the past. And if you remember a couple of our earlier conversations, they're going to be doing some help with us out at our cemetery this coming summer. Mm-hmm. And so we contract with them to provide the service. We in turn charge those properties for that service.
Right. And last night's meeting, the commission basically just agreed to the new contract for this year. But what happened a couple of weeks ago at a previous meeting of yours, the commission also allowed for another fee to be tacked on here, a $50 fee, administrative fee, if you will, for the city to charge on top of the removal cost.
We certainly want folks to take care of their own sidewalks. We try and take care of ours the best we can. We expect folks to do the same. However, we know that there are folks that don't do that. And something may happen, or there's a out-of-state property owner, out-of-town property owner, where the walks aren't being shoveled. Maybe it's a rental property, and they need to be taken care of. So then what we did at the last meeting was approve a resolution that allows us to charge $50 per time that we have to call YCC to come out to your property and shovel your walk.
Right, that administrative fee wasn't there before, but obviously it takes staff time to coordinate all this, so it seems like a reasonable thing to do.
That's why you see this come back on the agenda a couple times, because it's not just a simple make a call, find someone to come and do it, and they shovel. Contracts need to be in place and how much you're going to charge us so that we know how much we turn around and charge the property owner.
Makes sense. So just the message is, please, just shovel your own sidewalks.
Yep, and then we won't have to worry about that. We would be happy if we never have to impose that $50
fee. It's important for people with disabilities, and it's important certainly for kids that are walking to school or any other pedestrian. So.
Yep.
No, under new business last night, some appointments were made for three standing committees for the city of Mandan. Mm-hmm.
Three standing committees, and we've talked about this before again, and the process is that we go through once a year and look at all of our committee makeups, see whose terms are expiring and whose are not, and we bring those letters of interest to those respective committees. Those respective committees in turn make a recommendation up to the city commission for appointment. Last night we had the Mandan Architectural Review Commission, we had the Mandan Airport Authority, and we had the Planning and Zoning Commission recommending appointments.
Nice.
And you know, the big part of this is that, you know, we've got folks that are willing to step up. These are all volunteers.
Yeah,
they're volunteering their time and their expertise to these committees. And they really are invaluable to our commission and also our city staff in providing input and ideas and recommendations for us to consider.
Do you anticipate more coming on?
We'll have
the
a couple
agenda?
More coming on December 18th.
Okay.
And like I said, I think there's one or two more committees that I have yet to meet and make those recommendations up.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to that.
Yep.
Last night, your city engineer came forward with, this is also a regular activity. Once a year, he comes forward with recommendations for road projects to move forward. This is kind of far out in the future, but this is a process that takes a lot of time to develop. These are recommendations from your city engineer actually through the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Correct. You know, we go through, we've got a couple projects coming up in 2020. We've got traffic signals being replaced downtown. We've got the old Red Trail near the Marathon Refinery going to be redone. So we've got some federal aid projects that are coming up starting in 2020. And this process that Justin brings forward every year in November, December, look out for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years beyond that. And we know that there are some projects in Bismarck and Burley County that are being approved. You know, we get, you know, the Metropolitan Planning Organization consists of Bismarck, Mandan, Lincoln, and also Burley and Morton counties.
Right.
And there's a limited amount of dollars. It's not unlimited dollars. There's a finite amount of dollars that can be spent in this area. And the MPO has a board, and they make these recommendations on where those funds should go to.
And establish the priorities for road projects for the area,
for this
metro
region,
area.
You know, with what we sometimes call the 80-20 or the federal and state aid dollars on where those should be put.
I think it's really interesting to note how long these projects take to move forward. I mean, we're talking now, that were discussed last night, were 4 years out.
Right.
5 years out. And it takes a long time to move through this process.
Yep. We haven't been doing, you know, the city current show for a year and a half now, maybe. And I know that we've been talking about the old Red Trail reconstruction, getting it on the federal state highway list for probably 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And, you know, even though the Starian Sports Complex was built up there, folks said, well, why didn't you do the roads first? That road was in the hopper.
Yeah.
It was going to be done whether that facility was built there or not.
Right.
And it's just a timing thing on when federal and state
doesn't
money
always
become
coordinate
available.
Or synchronize the way you wanted to. And this conversation, I had the same conversation with Jason Tomanek last week because they've got their list of projects for these same programs.
Correct.
So the first one that he talked about was the Transportation Alternatives Program, which is an extension of an existing project that's already been approved, which hasn't been completed yet.
Has not been completed yet. We, you know, an application was put in for, you know, part of our Safe Routes to Schools and part of a school study that was done said, hey, you know, in the Fort Lincoln school area, which is in the south part of Mandan or southeast part of Mandan, you need to get a hawk signal. You need to have some walking trails so kids can walk to school. An application was put in, was approved. We've hired an engineering firm to design that piece of the trail. And now this application is for phase two, which would, if you're familiar with the Fort Lincoln school area, it's on 19th Street. If you go down to the bottom of the ravine, it's kind of where this phase one stops.
On the south side.
Yep. And now we're looking to continue from phase one, which would be from the ravine out to Highway 6 or in that neck of the woods.
Is phase one going to be completed probably this summer then?
Phase one, I think we're looking at bidding, putting that project out for bids this winter for 2019 construction, I do believe.
So this summer,
correct.
Coming summer, hopefully that phase one will be done. But this last night we talked about phase two and getting that, all the pieces in place.
And again,
just the start.
It's a process, and we work through the process, and sometimes folks would like to be snapping their fingers and have things done, and why isn't this happening? But the federal monies and state monies have to be all lined up in order to move forward on these.
And I think it should be mentioned that these are competitive projects. These projects are competing with other projects all over the state of North Dakota. So whether or not it moves forward, I mean, that we don't know.
Right. And
it's just an application.
Similar to the big street projects, it is a competitive process because there is not an unlimited bucket of money to be spent.
So another street project that's coming forward or that was proposed last night was the Urban Grant Program, which has more to do with the governor's Main Street initiative. So this would be more in the downtown core. It's reconstructing some roads down there.
We had made an application to reconstruct the avenues between Collins Avenue and 6th Avenue, I believe. We know that there's some asphalt in that area that is in dire need of repair. Mm-hmm. It's about a $4 million project. We'd be looking at doing some water lines in the area also. We made application. I think we finished fourth or fifth or in seventh place. We did not get funded in this round. And so this is just a kind of a
coming
repeat application to say, you know what, we didn't make the funding list last time. Let's reapply and
it
see
moved
where we
up the list
there.
This Correct. Time as yep. more of your priority for the city of Mandan.
And again, they're competitive,
right?
So that there's no guarantee, but we think that any funding assistance in this area of town is important. And, you know, without it, it becomes very difficult to mm-hmm. do street projects in your downtown area.
The last project that he was talking about an application for would be the urban regional project. And this is a big project. Mm-hmm. And referring to it as phase three, this is Memorial Highway.
Right.
Might not end up being phase three technically in the long run because you want to shorten this time frame up yep. for the actual construction.
There's some engineering that's already been started. There was, I think in 2010, a Memorial Highway corridor study that was done. Again, we talk about time. That's 2010. It's 2018, almost 2019, you know, 9 years later. We've started the process of engineering for the reconstruct of Memorial Highway. And like I said, this was phase three. We are, you know, the commission and everyone has expressed their concern to DOT and Federal Highway that, you know, the initial take was this is going to be done in 3-year increments. You know, maybe phase one is the first 3 years, phase two is the next 3 years, and phase three would be the final 3 years. Well, really, you've got a 10-year project. And from our standpoint, tearing up Memorial Highway for 10 years is not acceptable.
And
we just think it'll be very detrimental to businesses in that area. And it is a significant corridor in Mandan mm-hmm. as far as our retail and mm-hmm. economic activity goes. And therefore, we would like to see that time frame compressed as much as possible
yeah.
to, again, alleviate, you know, Livingford. I know they've done it in West Fargo with their Main Street. It just would be a long time
yeah.
to have streets or different portions of the Memorial Highway torn up.
West Fargo project was pretty massive.
Massive and a long time. And,
now that it's complete, it's fantastic. I mean, it yep. moves a lot of traffic. It's a big roadway with lots of amenities and parking and frontage roads. And
yeah, and we've talked about these projects get reconstructed with federal and state and city's monies. And at the end of the day, it's the gift that keeps on giving
yeah.
because then the city becomes responsible for snow removal, street sweeping, sanding, yeah. you name it.
There's a price.
The gift, like you said, we call it the gift that keeps on giving.
Also under new business last night, you brought forward the 2019 legislative mm-hmm. agenda for the commissioners to peruse and consider and hopefully approve yep. and move forward you're able to react to bills as they are yep. up here.
As we sit here right now on December 5th, I believe Governor Burgum is giving his budget presentation to the Legislative Assembly, and a lot of onlookers are very curious to see what that his first go around at is his own budget to be presented. And the legislature will start in January. And what we put together is here are a list of topics, and we look for the commission to bless them and say, or comment, maybe what we have put there, they're not in agreement with. And we need to know that whether we're supportive of this action or that action. And like I said, so we put together some pretty general topics for them to give us direction. Our process from a city staff standpoint would be, you know, if a bill is introduced and we're asked to testify on behalf for or against, that department head or myself will get together, we'll talk about it with our city commissioner who has that portfolio, get the green light to proceed.
Right.
And then we will provide that testimony and then also make sure that the rest of our city commission is sure. aware of what we're doing.
And you called some of the items on your list no-brainers. I mean, they really
yep.
are. Some of
yep.
them, they're fairly general, but still need that stamp of approval yep. from the commission.
We support the continuation of what we call state aid distribution.
Mm-hmm.
When folks buy goods and services or goods that are subject to sales tax comes into the state's coffer, that money is then kind of redistributed back to the communities based on a formula of population. We would like that to continue. So that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But there are at times are legislative actions or somebody thinks, well, that is not a good idea. We should find a different way to do that. And we'll look at it. And, you know, like I said, just because that's the all sure. way it's been done all the time doesn't mean it can't be improved on.
Well, it's a step you go through every 2 years to
right.
make sure that you're able to respond to bills and that staff is available to testify when necessary.
Yeah. And because we are so close, you know,
absolutely.
We've got Bismarck and Mandan
right.
here. And if we're asked to testify on behalf of, you know, other cities or other communities, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that our staffers and myself are in tune with our commission in supporting what
absolutely.
We're testifying. So, like I said, we're not just over there testifying on what we personally think.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that, you know, take time off and represent yourself. But when we're over there on our city ticket, it is we are representing the city of Mandan and our commissioners and want to make sure we're in step with them.
And I would hope that as the session begins
and
the bills are coming and going, that you'll come back and talk to us a little bit about some of the activity.
Yep. We will be providing.
Carve out some time in our program here yep. to talk about what's going on.
I think most cities, their staff will provide a legislative update mm-hmm. to the commissioners on a once a week or once every couple of weeks yeah. or on an as needed basis. And we do the same thing so that commissioners are aware of here's the bills that we're tracking. And you as a listener or as a citizen, or maybe you're living in Florida or you're in Arizona for the winter, and maybe that's a good thing. You can track, the Legislative Council has a very good website
sure.
where, you know, you can sign up for the bills that you want to track. Mm-hmm. You'll be notified. They have a mobile app. I just learned this morning that you can track things on too. So many ways to stay in contact with your local officials
yeah.
During the session.
Sounds good. Under resolutions and ordinances, another project that we talk about all the time is that big water transmission mm-hmm. line that's going up on the Missouri River and a change coming there. So
yep.
another step in the process completed
right.
last night.
This is the 30-inch transmission line that runs from our water treatment plant, which is north of the Marathon Refinery, up to our what we call the Sunset Reservoir, but it's really on Old Red Trail. And I'll repeat myself on that one, too. But part of the financing of that project goes through. And, you know, in this case, you know, we've talked about this many times before, and it is a process because when you borrow money to do infrastructure projects, there are many different steps that need to be taken. This is another one of those steps that says projects moving forward, we need to finance it, and here's a financing mechanism to do that with. So... Not the most interesting stuff in the world if you're reading,
but
the fact is, you know, infrastructure projects take a lot of time to do.
This is a big one.
Yes.
We always talk about that. I'm going to backtrack under mm-hmm. new business. I think I skipped over a big project, and that's the Southside Improvement District
yep.
project. Again, we've talked about this numerous times, but it's now moved into a design phase.
Yep.
It's about 30% complete, as I understand, a design. And more engineering came forward last night and did a presentation, mm-hmm. kind of a condensed presentation of what had happened previously with a public meeting.
We residents. Did a public meeting in November,
mm-hmm.
and we did that meeting at Mary Stark Elementary School, which is in the heart of the project area. So
mm-hmm.
we try and do that so it's convenient for folks to get there.
Sure.
Provide their input. Where we're at in the process, like you said, Moore has been hired to design this for us. They are 30% through, so we have really what we think are pretty solid estimates on what it's going to cost. Last night, the board approved the creation of a district, and the next step will be, you know, on Friday, there will be a publication in the Mandan News outlining a map of that district.
Mm-hmm.
On, I believe, Monday or early next week, we'll be sending individual letters to property owners within that district saying, here's how much we estimate the cost that would be special assessed to your property.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, you are also given a time frame in which you can file a protest to say, I do not want this project to go forward, or if you receive nothing, that's kind of a vote that says, yes, the project moves forward. We've installed, you know, replaced water lines in this area over the last couple of years, and now we need to come in and fix the roads.
Mm-hmm. And those water lines were paid for through the utility funds,
right.
correct?
Yep. So that's not part of the assessment for this project. We know that in this area of town, there's, you know, We were chatting a little bit earlier, and at least it's been 30 years. I lived down in this area for a while. I moved in there in 1986. There has not been a street maintenance project in here, at least for 30 years.
So they're long overdue.
Yes, it's long overdue.
I thought the discussion was really interesting, and I think it was Commissioner Larson who expressed the fact that when you move into a new development, special assessments are fairly normal in this region. But an older neighborhood that's established, mm-hmm. you don't quite expect the special assessments to be at this level. Yep. And so there's real sensitivity, I think. And there was a lot of discussion about what this means, because it's not an insignificant amount. And some of the correct. People that live within this district are in fixed incomes.
That's absolutely correct. And that's probably why this project has been put off for a long time. But it's finally to the point where we're going, all right, we're having some water line breaks in this area, and we've got old cast iron pipe that needs to be replaced. And along with that, if you're going to be tearing up the streets to put that water line in, you need to come back and repair the mm-hmm. roads. And this area has not had a street maintenance project for many years, other than, you know, a few pothole patches and things like that. And it's in need.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone questions that it's time. The question is, it's going to be costly.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, we do the best that we can. We've had more take a look at some of the streets. We'll get a mill and overlay, and some of them we'll get a full reconstruct. So we're not just saying, you know, go in and reconstruct everything, whether mm-hmm. it needs it or not. We're trying to be selective in what we do. And along with us is the handicap curb access,
sure.
which is important. And it is a have to in all street maintenance projects. You have to provide that ADA accessibility to your
Absolutely.
Sidewalks.
If people would like more information, you can go to the website, the city's website at cityofmandan.com, and you can find the whole presentation, the PowerPoint slides, and it even has comments in there
right.
from what people had talked about at the public meeting, has an outline in here of everything, maps, goals, you know, needs for improvement, and what some of the estimated costs are going
Correct.
To be. So you can get in that website very easily, cityofmandan.com, to find that out. But bottom line is, Friday is the notices will be going out. So 30 days from yep. Friday will
Friday, the legal notice goes in the paper. By law, we're not required to send individual letters out, but it's mm-hmm. a step we've taken probably in the last 10 years. And again, trying to be as transparent and upfront as possible, it says, here's what we believe the okay. cost is estimated to be, and that's through 30% design. But to move any farther in that project at this point in time until you know if you actually have a district or not, probably wouldn't be the wisest spend of money.
Certainly.
Because if we were at 100% design, we'd have more costs already built in, and then we don't even have a way to fund it yet. So
right.
this is part of that funding package, is the ability to find out whether the district will move
so
forward.
So we anticipate one of your January meetings, more than likely this will come back.
Right.
It'll all
good
be
segue into, we have moved our January meetings. We are normally the first and third mm-hmm. Tuesday of the month. We will be the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. The first Tuesday is January 1st. I didn't have a lot of takers on people wanting to come in on New Year's Day for a commission meeting.
And so, I don't think our staff really wants to work on yep. New Year's Day if we don't have to either.
So we'll move that to the 8th and the 22nd.
Okay.
And the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month. I think the protests are due on January 8th at probably 4
It'll
or 5
It'll be the
o'clock.
Latter part of the
and
month.
We'll be, you know, tallying those
that
as,
late meeting.
As they come in
okay.
and we'll see where we are.
And I think that I need to mention as well, because you are moving your commission mm-hmm. meeting dates, we will not be able to go live with the Mandan City Commission
right.
Meeting. We'll be on with our regular Bismarck City Commission meeting that night, but we will be recording your meeting while it's happening,
right.
and it will get a quick replay as soon as we have an available time slot, usually 9 p.m., but
yep.
that's dependent upon what activity happens with the first meeting that we have going on.
Yep.
So you
and
will,
I don't know, it takes you guys a little time to... With your new features on your website from chaptering and things like
yes.
that, it takes a little longer to
those
to
steps
put those
take
out.
Another few minutes or yep. hours or whatever to go through.
Yep. So in addition to the change in January meetings, the commission also last night voted to, we've got a couple conflicts with our start time on the December 18th meeting. So we will be starting at 5 o'clock instead of 5:30 on December 18th.
And that's also a meeting where Bismarck moved their meeting December meeting date to be on your regular night. So on that evening, on the 18th, then you will be live. Manda will be live and we'll be recording that Bismarck meeting. Okay. So just FYI, if we can take all that in. So moving on, resolutions and ordinances. Last thing that was on there last night was just some updating of the language on signage in the community. So
from my standpoint, I find things like this kind of interesting. Some people find me odd. I know that. But we had an issue with some of our language in our code regarding, you know, size of sign and interpretations. Now, when we have a sign that goes up, you know, I would interpret it how we have written as, you know, the block of area that's maybe is 30 feet tall by 60 feet long. That's the measure of the area of your sign. We had another interpretation by some folks that looked and said, well, it's not the area of the whole sign, 30 by 60. It would be, you need to take the area of the individual letters of that sign, and that's your sign area, not kind of the 30 by 60 area. So what we're doing is clarifying that, and, you know, no one who has a sign up that thinks they may be, you know, we're going to grandfather everybody in. Again, this is a clarification what we currently have. And like, so I find it, I would have personally never thought of measuring the area of each individual letter in a sign and interpret it like that. But, you know, we're being responsive to different interpretations and want to make sure that we're clear.
And you use this, we have an image on our screen right now of a sign that would not meet the future requirements. It's a very attractive sign.
Yeah, we're
wonderful
not.
Wonderful business. We don't want to pick on anybody, but typically this is a larger image than what will be allowed.
This may be a 30, you know, or 10 by 30 or whatever the measurements are, that we would interpret it to be, you know, whatever 10 by 30 is, 300 feet. But somebody said each individual letter, you probably only have 10 feet of sign.
Sure.
Again, just a clarification. And if for those of you watching, we're not picking on on this sign, it's just being used as an example.
And I think it should be mentioned that any existing signage is not affected by this new language. We can they're grandfathered in if we want to use that term.
We're not
going to
go make people redo their signs or anything like that.
Just moving into the future.
And again, a clarification of language, so everyone's on the same page.
Yep. Real quickly, because we're getting a signal that we're going a little long again. That's okay. I just wanted to mention we're off your agenda from last night, but City of Mandan has a new website, and it's very pretty. cityofmandan.com. And we can throw an image of that front page up there, and it's got some beautiful photographs that kind of rotate in and out. And you and I talked before we started today and started walking around the website. There's, you know, some things that I'd like to include as far as our meetings, and you said just send me an email and you're looking for feedback. You do have a very very nice interactive website and always have. So this is just giving it a really nice aesthetic update more than anything.
We were due for an update, and we've been talking about this for a couple of years now. Staff time and things like that are now allowing us to move forward on that. And so this just went live on Monday afternoon, I believe, or Monday morning. So if there are things that you're having trouble finding, I know even I have had to look a couple different places and go, oh, well,
where did
that's
it go?
Where it is. And I guess that was easier. So again, we encourage you to take a look. If you have trouble finding something or if we've missed something, please let us know.
Well,
but we think the refresh is a lot better.
It's really attractive. Yeah. And anybody who's ever worked on a website will know this is very detailed work. It's minutiae at its best. So,
and for all our staff that have been working on this, we'll be continually updating it. You know, like I said, sometimes a website gets old and stale. We needed to refresh, and, you know, thanks to all of our folks.
And you're always open to comments and feedback. Make it positive and send in the. There's a place to respond with your comments. So just if you're seeing something that's missing or something you'd like to add, I'm sure you're open to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Real quick, just wrapping up, you did send out the tax brochure emailed it out to people of like a week and a half ago, and I just wanted to mention that this will go out with the tax bills.
Correct. We do. We've been doing this for many years to show what kind of revenue all of our public entities are receiving from county, school, parks, and city, and where that money goes, how you compute the value of your property, and if you have questions, you know, give us a holler. But this will also go out in all of your property tax statements.
So it helps explain where, you know, how the pie is all divided up, where your property taxes are going. I think it's really a nice piece of information.
We work for the city of Mandan, and sometimes people think that, hey, I live in the city of Mandan. The city gets all of my money, and why aren't you doing this or that with my money? We like to point out that the pie is split. You know, city of Mandan receives about 24 cents of that dollar. County gets about a similar piece of that pie, parks gets a little bit less, and the school district is the largest player in that pie. But we encourage you to look, and we'll still take all your questions and comments and things like that. So like I said, they will be coming out in our property tax statements that go out in December.
Good information.
There we go.
Thanks for being here, Jim.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
See you next time.
Yep.
And thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.